8 minutes after 9 a.m. in the central time zone of these United States. Back after a sabbatical last week. Can't really tell you where I was, but it was quite a weekend, a lot of fun. Somewhere on the East Coast, I'll leave it at that. Have a newfound respect now for all these people who race yachts. So, I'll just leave it at that. But I will be making the trip to the next America's Cup. Larry Ellison, who founded Oracle, now my new best friend. See if I can't get a... That, to me, is the... That's considered a sport. Bunch of, you know, tight, you know what, white guys running around with their collars popped up.
Like the Winklevoss quiz.
Anyway, a huge show to get to today. Rex Nelson will be in the last hour as we will go inside the numbers for this year's college football season at both the national and SEC level. So you don't want to miss that in the last hour. And by the way, many thanks to Rex Nelson for filling in last week. Although in the first hour, I am told that the station is now the subject of two wrongful death lawsuits as two listeners were bored to death in the first hour by my friend Rick Calhoun. So we're now fielding legal action as a result of two wrongful death lawsuits filed against KABZ. Two listeners literally bored to death while listening to the first hour of this program last week. That's what I'm told. I haven't checked with the station attorneys. But Rex will be in the last hour in his normal capacity. Oh, Rex does a great job filling in all the time. I love Rex. And, he'll be in the last hour. We're going to talk top 25 and SEC. The kind of analysis that you won't get, quote-unquote, on other shows, this is an actual, real, live, legitimate analysis of what's happening on the college football landscape today and inside the SEC. We're going to talk about Miami, Nevin Shapiro, the booster there. Normally, it's players coming forward and boosters trying to hide. In this case, this guy's in prison, trying to out everyone. He paid for the shorties. He paid for the boats. You know, now he wants some payback. A 5'5" Jewish man scorned is not something you want to deal with if you're the University of Miami. So we'll talk about that in the last hour. In the middle hour, I'm going to have the Polish whiz kid on. Well, Jerry Larkowski, former Pulaski County prosecutor. We're going to talk about what happened this week over in West Memphis and really try to not just buy into a bunch of pablum here, really try to analyze what went on. And then I'm going to blame the prosecutor. So we're going to have an objective analysis of what happened with the West Memphis 3, what went on, and then ultimately we're going to find that the prosecutor let Hannibal Lecter out of prison. So we'll talk about that in the middle. Well, a hard-hitting, true, objective analysis of the facts, and it's at that point that I'm going to conclude that this prosecutor, Duke Ellington, he let Hannibal Lecter out of prison because he was too scared to retry because he wants to run for Congress. So we'll talk about that in the middle hour. It really is. It really is sad. Oh, you know, I've talked about on this program before how sometimes the law and justice are not in the same room at the same time. And in this case, they weren't in the same area code. So, and the fact that, you know, we use the law to administer justice in this society. This is what I like. People are, I'm here to the law. No, we have a society that's based on justice. The instrument that we use to administer that is the law. And the minute that we lose faith as a society in that, that's when we start into who can build the biggest mob, and we're outside of Tripoli trying to run off that old queen, Muammar Gaddafi. So, do you see the photos of him, the AP shots of him leaning out some car door, you know? Come with me! So, but we'll get into what happened with the Polish whiz kid. Our legal counsel to the Sunday Buzz, former... heavyweight prosecutor here in Pulaski County, Jerry Larkowski, the Polish whiz kid. And we won't do any, you know, how many pogs does it take to screw in a light bulb jokes with Jerry here. He's actually a very smart guy. And in this hour, a real treat. How long have we known one another, Carrie? 20 years?
Well, Bill, I hate to say this, but we've been out of school longer than that.
No,
so.
No.
I think it's...
I'm class of 98.
In your dreams, perhaps. Mm-hmm.
Yes, my friend Carrie Ringers, who created Paper Trails.
Actually, I did not.
Oh, that's a lie. It was nothing before you went to the Arkansas Democrat Gazette.
Actually, Griffin Smith,
right,
the executive editor.
Still the executive editor.
Yes, he is. He is the one who conceived that column, and he had somebody else start it, and that person did it for a while, and then I took it over.
Yeah, here's the thing. My friend Carrie Ringers in studio, also a friend of Tommy Smith's. Oh, so many years ago, you, Smith, I.
We use the term friend rather loosely in that case.
Did Tommy Smith give you a book review that was completely false
you know
one
what?
Time?
Could we just not even go there?
I think. Did he not? Did he not give you a book review by? He was reading an author named Patton McGroin, right? And he told you that, and
I'm
that somehow made it into the
right
book.
Now because my family
I
is
know,
listening.
I know. I'm kidding. And listen, by the way, many thanks to your mother because the last time that you were on this radio program, not was on a different station.
Yes.
It was
when I still lived here.
And you still lived here, and your mother was highly critical of your performance.
She's not just critical. She scoffs.
She openly scoffs.
Oh, I mean, regularly still. She brings it up at dinner, like every time I'm in town. Somehow mm-hmm. it works back to that time that you were so bad on Bill
right.
Vickery's show.
Here's a chance at redemption. I'm sorry. Well, maybe that too. Here's a chance for you to have redemption on the program today.
A lot of pressure
on you today, Carrie Ringers, who you... Now, I'm not kidding when I say this, and we've known each other a long time. We've been friends a long time. Even though you've written some bad things about me. Well, some backhanded slaps.
But yet they were true. Were they not?
Yes, that's a good point. Yes. Truth is my defense, honey. And I believe former Miss Arkansas Sarah Harris, you remember you were at the center of that controversy. When I had her on the program and she didn't know who the lieutenant governor was.
Oh, no.
Or could name five counties or something like that.
No.
And she had just won and then... You picked up on that, wrote a paper trail about it.
I did.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Now I feel bad.
Well, now, she was at one point romantically linked to David Basil, the
uh-huh.
star of the Show of No Names,
uh-huh.
On Sunday morning. She and David were romantically linked so many years ago, much the same way Kim Kardashian has been romantically linked to a number of people. But you, again, I'm not saying this just because you're on the program or you just because you're sitting here. You really started that sort of, I don't want to say pop culture column or the pop, you brought that perspective to the Arkansas Democrat Gazette before anybody else really wrote about that stuff. You wrote about goings on around town, and then you had there was a nice pop culture twist mm-hmm. to your regular columns that you had.
It was
way out in front of TMZ, way out in front of everything
That's right.
else.
I think they heard about what I was doing and just
exactly.
picked right up on it.
But you did that, didn't you?
Well.
What, you started at Arkansas Business?
I did.
Yes.
I had a brief stint.
See?
Well, you were
Who
good.
Knows? Who knows?
How do you remember all
I
this?
I remember
like,
all
you said
this
Sarah
stuff.
Harris. I'm like, who's Sarah Harris?
Yeah, see, I know things.
You do know things.
Mine like a steel elephant.
Yes, basically, Arkansas Business was my first job. I was there with Rex Nelson, as
right.
a matter of fact.
You know all the people on the pro. You were in school with Jerry at Hendrix.
I was?
He was a few years older. I think he was a senior when you were a freshman.
I definitely know his name.
Yes, the Polish Whiz kid, Larkowski.
That's what I hear.
Yes.
So, and then I went to the Democrat Gazette.
You were plucked from Arkansas Business
right,
to go
plucked.
Over to the Arkansas Democrat Gazette.
Saved from business
right.
coverage. As a matter of fact, when I left Arkansas Business, it was my first journalism job. It was complete baptism by fire.
Right.
Rex will tell you that. Rex
yes.
will say, I should have fired her, but he hung in there with me. He taught me so much stuff that I think of Rex to this day because,
yes.
I mean, when I check my facts and I get them all right, it's thanks to Rex
thanks
Nelson.
Thanks to Rex Nelson.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But I then went, I think it was like 2000, help me, what year?
Wow.
1993.
Arkansas
Democrat Gazette, yes. And when I left Arkansas Business, I swore, even though it was a good experience, I swore I would never again cover business. So what am I doing now? I'm a business columnist. I write five business columns a week in Wichita, Kansas, where I live now.
What's the paper there?
It is the Wichita Eagle.
The Wichita Eagle.
Eagle.
Wow, there we go. I love not little, but I love town paper names, the Siftings Herald and the all. I mean, you wonder where these things got started, and all you have to do is go back to around the time of the Civil War, and then you'll get where all these paper names came
from.
Exactly,
exactly.
Okay, well, we got a bunch of stuff. I'm sorry, we're up against a break now. I want to talk. I want to get all over the map with you this morning. We're going on a sojourn. We're
going to
take the
you.
Listeners on a journey this morning, because I want to know your perspective. While you come back somewhat regularly, I want to know, you've been gone 10 years now.
Nine.
And you were
let's
nine.
Not push it.
Okay, but you were yes. you were a prominent member of this community and a prominent journalist in this community. And I want to know what you think has changed in the last decade.
Would love to chat about that
in Little Rock and how. As this is a paradox, but as an insider, give an outsider's perspective to the city, because I think we who live here tend to be maybe sometimes a little too critical of some things and a little too proud of other things. And I'd like to talk about that a little bit.
Sounds good.
Okay. Han Solo, excellent job of production this morning so far. Matt very unfortunately exclaimed on the air that in high school he was referred to as Han Solo. And so that moniker has stuck.
Well, that's a good one.
Although,
who didn't love Han Solo?
Han Solo.
Well, it's a play on the whole thing.
Oh,
there. I'll explain it during the break.
Again, my family is listening.
Stay with us. Back with more of Carrie after this.
This land was made.